met my mom, Adam. Remember when we took the tour of the Southeast and we drove
down?
She
was lovely.
And she wouldn't remember because she had Alzheimer's, but it was lovely. And you met her and you met my sister. We over at Universal, we had dinner with my sister and my nephews. And I drove you all the way over.
Your mom did offer me a drink about 5 times. In a row. But yeah, we met.
Yeah. After and, all that. And then we drove up and we saw Big Fatty and we spent time with Big
Fatty.
And
apparently he lied to us the whole time. I was listening back to a, by the way, Daniel, I've been listening to all of our pre-shows and post-shows. Oh. And
well, then you'll be glad to know that we don't do a pre-show anymore.
Post-show, whatever. Yeah. You know what I want to say about calling each other best friends though?
What?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It was lovely.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3877 of the FO for Thursday, the 15th of December, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say Everything. Back in the villa, yes, Big Fatty and my throat is changing. Big Fatty, I don't know what that means. My throat is changing. My voice is changing. Well, I think you're hello, Flemmies. Big Fatty, that's me. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Flemmies today because, y'all, it's the change of location. And, you know, Big Fatty gets a little phlegmy. Yes, Big Fatty, usually Papa throat. Y'all, we're back. We are back in the in the villa, and the Nip is here. He's out in the other room, y'all. He's very busy. He might stick his head in here, but he's very busy coordinating some things. And y'all, he's a cripple. He went to the doctor, and the doctor told him he's a cripple now. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, y'all, we'll have to have a Nip's headed downtown story here in a few minutes, if I can remember. But y'all, before we get to any of that, let's get to this. Yes, Big Ready. y'all, my tea today is peppermint and licorice. And y'all, it's just, y'all, I'm not a big fan of the licorice, but we're going to give it a try here. Y'all, it's been steeping for a while, so here we go. Here we go. That's actually very good. It's mainly peppermint. But I can tell the licorice kind of cuts the bite or the sweetness or whatever. So y'all, I think that's pretty good. Y'all hadn't done my Sudoku, but y'all, I'll try to do that before I head to bed. But y'all, I think that's the and y'all, I'm all caught up on my teas. So that there's something to be said for that. Yes, me Betty. Let's see. After I spoke to you on yesterday's little show, y'all are headed to the podcast. Oh, no. I wanted to just tell you a little bit more about my visit with my cousin. Y'all, he is, he's got something wrong with his brain, and he has trouble speaking. Big Fatty, have you got it too? Well, I may. But anyway, and but y'all, and he's can't really walk or anything like that. He's in a hospital bed, but y'all, when I went by there, he was in good spirits, and he's quite aware of what's going on. Y'all sat down beside him at the on the hospital bed there at their house, and y'all grabbed my hand, and y'all is strong as an ox. And yes, McGrady, I saw your hand was turning blue, or is that just because you're old? Both. anyway, y'all, I was there talking and being with them for about an hour and a half. And y'all, when I got up to head out, his wife was walking me to the door, and she goes, "He has not talked that much with anyone since all of this started happening." And y'all, it's all terminal, but he's hanging in there, and y'all, it just made me feel so good to have gone by there and spend a little time. And y'all, it meant the world to me, and I think it meant the world to both of them also. So y'all, I guess the lesson learned there is y'all just make some time for somebody, and just, you know, it doesn't take much. And you know, I always say at grandma time, I want you to be selfish, because if you know how good it feels when you do something nice for somebody else, well, be selfish and go do things nice for other people so that you can get those good feelings. Big Fatty, you are just... Yes! Yes! Y'all have just figured out that I was using the wrong micro-hoist, so we got it going correct now. Big Fatty, it's so sad to see you go downtown, I know. But y'all, Tuesday evening, y'all went to the Podcasters of America's dinner. Terminally single Tim had to work late, so he wasn't able to join us, and at the last minute, George in Atlanta, he was filling in at a work obligation for his boss, and so he wasn't able to make it either. Y'all, it's just not the same with everybody not there. But it was, nonetheless, we had a good time, y'all. We had Gay Country Wes, we had Tommy, his other half, and Tommy and Wes's friend, Adrian. No, it's not Adrian, it's, it'll come to me. And we had Peter Potamus and his husband, Eric, and we had Travis, So I can't remember Adrian's real name, but anyway, we'll just call him Adrian and Big Fatty. And y'all, we went to a new place because the Colon Aid was not open. Went to a place called Mary Mac's Tea Room. And Big Fatty, only the homosexuals in a tea room, that brings new meaning. No, well, this was not that kind of tea room. But anyway, y'all just had a lovely evening. I shared my salty nuts with everyone. Big Fatty, it's just not crema till your salty nuts are in people's mouths. It's true. Gay Country Wes gave me a handmade scarf that he did, and Peter Ponimus and his husband gave me some homemade cookeries. I hadn't tasted them yet. And Travis bought my supper for me, and I got a card also from Gay Country West. So we'll have to check all that out a little bit later in the week. Or the Big Fatty, that's tomorrow. It's true. Y'all, by the way, speaking of cards, while I was gone, I got a card from that Matt Burlingame. You know, he's on the Big Gay Sex Show, the Jenny! Yes, got a card from Moose P. Tom and Terry, I'm not sure which of their places they are at. I got one from the Berries. And I believe this one is from the Shy Yeti. It looks, you know, the Shy Yeti sends those special cards. And it looks like that special card envelope. But y'all, after our dinner, we took a picture, and then we headed on our own ways. Y'all, we were gonna have go and have a drink somewhere, but y'all, I had a cocktail. It was the Mary Max Margarita, and it was some sort of peach flavored something with tequila, and y'all, it had a sugar rim instead of a salty rim. Big Fatty, you like any kind of rim? Never mind, I retract the statement. So y'all, I had an early evening Tuesday night and woke up, oh, I don't know, a little bit before 7 a.m. in the morning on Wednesday, and y'all got up. I had done some, most of my packing on Tuesday evening, and y'all, I went and pulled Ruby Red. I carried a couple of things out to Ruby Red, and then I pulled it up near the Port Cochere, and just parked there, and y'all, then I went in and had me a cup of coffee and a little brufkus. Y'all, they have a pancake machine. Big Fatty, Dr. Stone says it only makes one. Well, it made two this morning. One moment, please. And I took the pancakes and kind of made a sandwich with bacon in there. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. And and then went back to the room, did the teefies, and finished packing everything else up, and carried the rest of it down to Ruby Red, checked out at the front desk. They said, thank you for calling, and y'all, I was off. I was off on my way back to the villa. Y'all left about 8:15 a.m. in the morning. The traffic in Hatlanta was not bad at that time of day, and y'all, when I was out visiting the house that where Big Fatty grew up, y'all, the gasoline over there was $2.49 a gallon, and y'all, I had about a half a tank, so I just stopped over there because y'all, I was going right by it. Stopped over there and filled up Ruby Red with $2.49 gas. Big Fatty, a laughing Buddha, said he paid $3.09. Well, that's good for him. He's paying a lot more than that. But anyway, y'all had smooth sailing all the way back. It was a little misty. It was spitting a little bit also, but when I got back here to the villa, y'all, I unpacked Ruby Red, and then I was off on my nipple walk, y'all. I've missed the nipple walk, and counted the houses. 275 is where we're at. And then I sent the Nepa message saying that I would be going to the Von's East. He said he'd like to go. And as I do on Wednesday, we went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? No, Big Fatty. Oh, now we hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, went to the Von's East. Y'all had quite a few things I picked up. Y'all, they had a gift card that you could use at lots of different places. If you bought a $50 gift card and $50 of groceries, you got $10 off, so I got one of those. Y'all, I got a couple of bags of the Italian balsamic bag solid. Some matchstick carrots. They had the sour cream on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Got some more rice checks and cone checks. Buy one, get one free. Picked up some celery. Y'all, they had the Land O'Lakes butter. Buy one, get one free. Got 2 pounds of that. Y'all picked up some more extra sharp cheddar cheese. Buy one, get one free to make cheese cookies. And some more Swiss cheese to make little ham sandwiches. They were all buy one, get one free.
Y'all picked up a loaf of the fresh sourdough bread. Got some chopped pecans. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the Ruffles potato chips, buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of bags of those. Picked up a couple of containers of the Swanson chicken stock, buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had a little sliced ham that was on sale, and it had a $2 coupon sitting right there. So I picked up one of those. Y'all, they had a street cone dip. It was on sale, so I got one of those. Got some sliced mushrooms. I got, what is that holiday box? I don't know what that is. I'll have to think what that is. Y'all, they had the Coca-Cola products, buy two, get two free. So I got a Coca-Cola, a Sprite, a ginger ale, and a Coke Zero. y'all, I spent $128.75. Now, 50 of that is the gift card, but I saved $94.42.
That's big.
The holiday box was Russell Stover chocolate candies. Buy one, get one free.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And y'all got back here to the villa, put away my provisions, and the Nip stopped back down after he put away his provisions, and we've just been catching up. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day.
Yes, Big Freddy.
Now, y'all, as the little show began, the Nip stuck his head in and says, remember to tell them the story about the Ambien. And so, y'all, the Nip, I think I've got this right, he picked up a couple of prescriptions at the Walmart, and one was for the Ambien, and one was for the Viagra. And the pharmacist, because it's controlled substances, he had to write on the bottle of the Ambien 30, saying how many pills were in there and all this kind of stuff, and put a circle around it. And y'all, the Nip was getting ready to go to bed the other night, and so he opened the bottle, because, you know, he saw the 30 in the circle, and took the pill. And y'all, then he started getting hot, and he called the emergency line and all this kind of stuff. And he says, "Oh, I took the Ambien," and they said, "Doesn't sound like Ambien." And he looked at the bottle; he had taken the Viagra. Y'all, needless to say, the person on the other end of the phone told him he didn't need to go to the emergency room, that he wasn't having a heart attack. He was having a hard attack.
Beep! Ready, vulgar!
Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, it's going to be so nice to be back in the love chamber. Y'all, Wednesday night, I forgot to remind you about the Survivor finale. Y'all, I don't know who's going to win, but I think it's going to be either the old man or the young guy that got the other guy thrown off last week. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the mix, and Daniel Biba, back here in the villa. What'd you think of the show?
It was lovely.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's so kind of you to say, Big Fatty. I think he's on the wacky tobacco.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.